take your stand on his promise, as together we pray this Lazarus. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say "and to seeds," meaning many people, but "and to your seed," meaning one person, who is Christ. Galatians 3, verses 15 and 16. You, Jesus, you. Our English translation makes that distinction easy to miss, but Paul's explanation clears it up. The promise is to you and to all who put their hope in you, past, present, and a future. Hi, this is Steve. I hope you'll share this prayer with someone who needs it. To learn more, go to Lazarus.com. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say?